This new video is different from other ISIS videos that we have seen. It is an audio recording of a voice claiming to be Kenji Goto, and it features a still photo, the still photo that I described to you, and in this recording, Kenji Goto blames Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe for not responding to the demands of ISIS within 72 hours. And he says, Abe has killed Yukawa, and I could be next. However, he also says that ISIS is now no longer demanding money, but instead a prisoner exchange. And he mentions a convicted terrorist, Sajida al-Rishawi, a name that may be familiar to some because of her role in the 2005 Amman bombings in Jordan. She was actually sentenced to death by hanging, but has been appealing her sentence for a number of years now. We know that within the past few hours, Prime Minister Abe was on the phone with the King of Jordan. Jordan is where this terrorist that ISIS is demanding be released is being held in prison. And so as we put the pieces together, it seems as if Abe was in communication with the King of Jordan earlier this evening, that this video and ISIS, the ISIS supporter who posted the video claims that it was passed along to the family of Kenji Goto and to the Japanese government at some point within the last several hours. But this video, again, doesn't have the slick, high-polished production quality of other ISIS videos. Just an audio recording, a still picture. There is no ISIS insignia on the screen burned in, the ISIS logo that we see on all of their videos. So we need to say here that there are some intelligence analysts who are reviewing this right now, and they are skeptical about the video's authenticity.